All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Big Pitch Radio. So BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like it. Twitter and follow us. We're very excited to have a great show today. We had a great show yesterday. I happened to join the show about midstream and got a chance to listen to a great pitch and join my wonderful co-hosts. And sounds like they were doing a great job over there. Again, this is Pitch Investing and Grow Businesses every single day. And I'm with my beautiful, wonderful co-host, Marla Tabaka. Hi, Marla.
Well, what a nice introduction. I love that. How are you doing, Jason? I'm doing great over here.
I'm fantastic. I'm hearing that I'm a great flirt, so I thought I'd demonstrate skills
over here. You did a good job. You did a good job.
With my very handsome co-host, Kevin Harrington. He's considered the pioneer of the infomercial business and also considered one of the original stars in Shark Tank. Hi, Kevin.
You are still flirting. Thank you.
Uncomfortably, right? you know, guys, we have a great show, and I'm just very excited. I don't want to waste any time. I want to, you know, the banter is always fun, but, you know, this gentleman's very, very accomplished, and I want to jump right into it. But, Marla, before we jump in, tell us people who we have on the show today.
Yeah, we are going to have a fun show today, Jason. We have Ron Lynch from The Tilted Kilt, and that's a fun restaurant that many of our listeners, I'm sure, have gone to. And then we have a pitch coming up with Brady Papinga, and he is from My Ultraflex. So we're going to hear all about his product and get his questions answered as best as we can.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So let's jump right in. We're very excited to have Ron Lynch on with us. And Ron Lynch has been the president of Tilted Kilt Franchise Operating LLC since 2005 and began franchising the concept in 2006. Lynch has extensive business and franchising experience spanning four concepts in 30 years. He has served as a multi-unit operator, a developer, and a franchisee. While working for Slotsky's Deli, which is a great place as well, Lynch and his team developed and opened more than 100 locations, earning him Developer of the Year five consecutive years. Since Lynch has served as president, he has grown Tilted Kilt to more than 100 units with 20 in development. And in 2012, he appeared in an episode of Undercover Boss, working as a busser, bartender, line cook, and security guard. In his free time, Lynch is an active member of Tempe Diablos, a civic organization with a focus on youth and education in Tempe, Arizona. You know, it's a pleasure to have you on the Big Pitch Radio Show, Ron, and we thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope that you're glad to be here as well.
Well, thank you. I am. I'm thrilled to be on.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, I was mentioning to Ron before the show, I got a chance to go over to Tilted Kilt. It was great. We had a great experience, and the wait staff was fantastic. The food was great. And so I stumbled upon it. I had seen about Tilted Kilt, but I didn't realize we had any in our area. I walked in and had a great time, so I want to give you kudos there as well. And, Ron, before we get into your specific background currently and with the franchising, where did you grow up and how did you grow up, meaning family wise? Were you in an entrepreneurial family or was it more traditional in nature? I've always liked to find these kinds of things out.
Well, you know, I grew up in Norman, Oklahoma, where the University of Oklahoma is. I went to the university there. I played ball. I played basketball for the university. And, you know, my dad was the ultimate entrepreneur. He was the most positive person I ever knew. I grew up, he in Oklahoma. He was in the oil business, the land development business. He did all kinds of things. He built apartments. So that's all I knew. I grew up in that environment, and that's what I knew, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. And so that had to be very impactful for you, obviously, growing up. And so you played basketball. That's kind of a great experience. So it looks like you're a pretty tall guy. That's great. And probably a little bit of intimidating, I would imagine. But you sound like a really nice guy. Do people find you intimidating when they first see you and then realize that you're a really nice, giant, gentle bear?
No, people don't find me intimidating at all. Only on Undercover Boss, whenever I put on that long hair and the beard, and I looked a little bit like the Big Lebowski a little bit, you know. It's kind of, you know, people were a little bit intimidated with that.
That's a cultural reference right there for sure. You know, so going to before Tilt Slotsky's, you know, you've been in franchising for quite a long time. You know, Kevin, that's your space, right, Kevin?
Well, I was in franchising back in the 80s. Yeah. Well, I love franchising. You know, people have a great idea. It works. Now you can duplicate it all over the place. And by the way, I'm a fan of Tilted Kilt, been to several of your locations, and think you've got a great format. It's very systematized, and I think that's the key of franchising, is having the same experience every time you go. Correct? What would you say is the foundation of the success of what you guys have put together there?
Well, you know, we're doing something different. You know, all this planet needed was another boring restaurant. And so we set out to do something different. After I was bought out of Slotsky's Deli, I was looking. I probably looked for, I don't know, 3 years and for something different after I sold out of Slotsky's Deli. And I, you know, ideas are, you know, all around us. I mean, they're circulating the air. They're kind of like radio waves. I've heard that analogy before. And you just got to be tuned into them and be willing to look for something. And when you find something that you can add value to, an idea that circulates to you, then you have to evaluate, does anybody really care about that idea? Does it have economic value? So I was looking for a while, and I came on to the Tilted Kilt brand in the Rio Casino in Las Vegas, and I thought, this is different. This is a unique name. It's very catchy, and I thought it had enough, I guess you'd expandability, you know, and that it was worth taking a shot, and it worked out.
Beautiful.
Now, for people that don't know, tell people what Tilted Kilt's all about.
Tilted Kilt is a sports-themed Irish Celtic sports bar, I guess, so to speak. And it's we're a little on the edgy side. We wear our servers. We have female servers that wear sexy outfits that have a bare midriff, a little kilt on, and our guy bartenders wear tight-fitting black Under Armour shirt, black kilt, black biker boots, all very kind of edgy looking a little bit, and it's all about fun. You know, we hire big personalities for our bartenders and servers, and we entertain our guests. That's what
we do. Do a master franchising formats where somebody can buy a whole territory, or do you only sell individual franchises?
We sell what we call area developerships, and some people technically will call it a two-tier system, where we'll sell an area developership, and they may have one or two states, and then they can talk to other people, service people in their area. But the contract is right with us. So in other words, they can't contract somebody else. Their contract has to be through us. But yes, some of our area developers do all the restaurants themselves, and some will license other people, or we'll license them for them, if that makes if I made that clear.
What's the startup cost to open one location?
You know, ours is a little bit on the high end. It costs about from $750,000 to $1.6 or $1.7 million, depending on the condition of the restaurant. If you're building it out from a slab and nothing else, it could be $1.7 million. But if you're going into a space that's already been a restaurant before, and we've done a lot of that, where we've gone in and it's been a Bennigan's or a Chili's or a Friday's or something like that, where their kitchens are very similar. Those kitchens are very expensive to build, the plumbing, the power, everything. And so if we don't have to do that, it takes a lot out of the cost. And all we have to worry about is bringing our equipment in and remodeling the front and adapting it to our use. But, it's on the scale of a franchise, it's probably at the upper end.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're having a great discussion today. Tilt-A-Kilt CEO Ron Lynch, and just enjoying the discussion about franchising, things like that. And you know, I'd like to dig a little bit further about what he considers some recipes, no pun intended, for the success he's been able to achieve, and also maybe his undercover boss experience. That'll be fun to kind of dig into a little bit. We have a little chuckle before the show as well. So stick around. You listen to the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big stain in the street, gonna be a big man someday, you got mud on your...
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And thanks, as always, for joining us today. I'm Marla Tabaka here with my wonderful co-hosts, Kevin Harrington and Jason Gary. And we're here with Ron Lynch, the president of the Tilted Kilt restaurant franchise. And Ron, since you took over as president, you've grown Tilted Kilt to more than 100 units. You've got 20 more in development. Can you describe for us some of the key strategies that you've used to achieve that level of growth?
Well, you know, our bar and our food mix kind of drive our economic engine, so it makes it very attractive for people to come in. In other words, we sell more alcohol in our concept because we are a sports bar. They will stay longer than other people, and so our cost of goods sold blended is very attractive, and that's very attractive to people. And, of course, our server, you know, our server's what brings people in. It's kind of our hook that brings people in because we have these big personalities. It's fun to come in, and it's not just another, like I said earlier, another boring restaurant. They can get that in a lot of different places. So I think that's kind of as long as we stay that way and entertaining, we'll always have guests. They like to be entertained.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as the franchisor, what type of support do you offer to your owners?
You know, we have a 5-week training course in our office, and we'll train as many people as they want. And then they are to attend 2 openings, the owners and the managers, 2 other openings for other restaurants with us. So they're actually training somebody else's staff with us to get them prepared, to get, you know, and ready for what they're going to about to go through. And then we send a team of 7 people out to open their restaurant for them, and they'll spend 2 weeks, the week before training, and then as they get ready to open, they'll be there for another week. We'll add another 8 people. So we'll have 15 people of our own people in that restaurant for up to 3 weeks, and these people are, one of them is a manager type that can run the restaurant and give the managers a break during this time whenever they're so busy.
Sure.
A kitchen manager and a bar manager, and then the rest of them are server types, and these are experienced servers that we've worked with in the past that can have 4 to 5 tables and handle it easily, whereas a brand new server in our concept maybe only can handle 1 table. And and so it kind of takes the edge off of that big opening. We have lots of experienced staff.
Yeah, it sounds like a great training program. And changing the topic ever so slightly, I watch Undercover Boss very seldomly, but ironically, yours was one episode I did catch. It was a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what your key takeaways were from the experience.
Well, the Undercover Boss was 11 days. Most people don't realize that for us.
Yeah.
We shoot six different people, me interacting with different people. They usually only show four, but they shoot six, and of course, to take the best four out of the six. My takeaway on it is we hire and tend to hire very young people in our atmosphere. And a lot of times, those young people, it could even be their first job. And we feel like it's putting him into an environment that we sell alcohol, there's lots of people coming in and out of the door, and we set up a mentorship for some of the young people to set them up with if it's a female, and a very young female, we'll set them up with one of our more experienced servers and to help them and guide them along in our system, but in just getting along in our environment. And then the managers have to be more up close to the action. You know, we have female servers, but that doesn't mean that they're at the table by themselves. The manager should be up front and with them, interacting with the guests, running their food. So from those two takeaways, we've improved our system a lot in that respect.
So I'm going to go back to your franchise business, which is the core of what you do day to day, Ron. That when you kick off a new location, how important is marketing? And walk me through kind of today's launch in a franchise kind of kickoff. You know, so you're going into St. Louis. You're going to launch in a month. What are the things you do? How do you get, you know, support in the community? What are you using digital advertising? Walk me through kind of the a run up to the launch and then post launch, the marketing to kick off a new business.
Well, we do a lot of social media, and social media is a big attack. We not only are letting the community know, but we're hiring our first staff. And it's a little more difficult to hire our staff, our server staff in particular, because they have to fit that costume. And the costume is a little difficult, and so it makes it a little more difficult to hire. So we have to solicit in a bigger way. And we spend a lot of time in advance doing that. And then the corporate office, we actually, the franchisee will pay us a certain amount of dollars, depending on the size of the area, that when we close with them, we'll hold in escrow for them for their grand opening. Now, the Tilt-A-Kilt is good and bad. We don't have such a thing as a soft opening because even though we're still, compared to other big chains out there, we're small. But we're bigger in name than we are in size. So it seems like everybody in the whole town tries to crowd into our location in the first few weeks. Well, it's like any other concept. Those people that come in first to see what you're about, they don't like sports bars. They don't like the alcohol sales. They don't like our type of menu. For some reason, everybody that's coming in is not our guest. And I have my preferences personally, too. I don't like certain restaurants. It's just not my type. Well, we'll get that. So it's important to have that grand opening. So when that kind of honeymoon period starts to wear off, we have that advertising and grand opening in place so a new wave of different people comes in to experience our concept, and we build that solid customer base that we need to go forward. And what happens, before we started doing their advertising for them, these managers were so worn out, they were tired, they thought, oh my gosh, I can't bring in any more people in this restaurant, we're packed out, not realizing it's going to wane in a little bit and they need that second kick to really form a solid business. And we've started doing that in the last year or so, and that's worked out really good.
That's great. Well, you know, listen, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today, Ron. You're such a delight, and I just want to thank you. Tell people really quickly where they can find out more about Tilted Kilt and go there.
Well, thank you. And, yeah, you can go on our website and just go on, you know, the tiltedkilt.com, and you'll find out all about us. And I think you'll like it. If you want to have a fun time with a group of people, we're the place. We're certainly the place. Well,
it's a pleasure. Thanks, Ron. Talk to you
beautiful.
Soon.
Thank you, Ron. Take care, buddy.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Boy, the interview with Ron Lynch from Tilted Kilt. Wish it would have been much longer. He was doing fantastic and just had a great time with them. We'll have to get him back on the show. I mean, you know, he's got great success in the franchising industry. And, you know, franchising is such an interesting space. Kevin obviously was doing that many, many years ago. And the story he tells of it is just quite fascinating. So, but right now we have Brady Papinga on with us, and he's with My Ultra Flex, and he's here to pitch us. He's got a great product out there in the fitness industry. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. And Kevin's got the background in that as well. So I'm interested to hear that banter as well. So Brady, if you're ready, we're ready for you. Pitch away, my friend.
Yeah, like you said, my name is Brady Papinga. The name of my company is UltraFlex Fitness LLC. Now, we sell a personal workout device called the UltraFlex, and we solve the problem of having a shortage of time and money to get yourself fit. And we do it cheaper and conveniently because the UltraFlex is equivalent to a portable fitness club. We earn revenues by selling through resellers and online direct to customer or consumers. At the present moment, we are a startup company less than a year old, and we are here looking for your expert advice and input, especially in the area of exposure and reach. Now, we've never had a problem selling the UltraFlex. The biggest challenge is amping up the volume of sales. And thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, Brady, good having you, buddy. I went to the website, very well done video footage. In the world of fitness, it almost needs to be like a beauty show, because you've got to show beautiful bodies and beautiful movement and slow-mo and all the kind of things. You guys definitely know what you're doing there. For those that are listening out there right now, what kind of price point are we dealing with for the UltraFlex?
Yeah, right now it's $59.99 plus shipping and handling of $6.99. So it's essentially the cost of, in some cases, 1 month's worth of a gym membership, and another obviously a couple months worth, but it's very cost effective. Like I said, it's equivalent to a gym room full of equipment in your fingertips where you could take around with you everywhere.
Do you have any kind of continuity with the product? Because once you sell somebody one, is there anything that you can have any ongoing relationship with the customer on?
Yeah, I mean, the idea is we'd like to be able to have an app, and I do have an app up and running to where we have like a chat board to where you can get on and you can give input and experiences and share, you know, ideas of how to use it in different ways, because there's so many ways to use the UltraFlex. And so that's been an idea that I've brought at least to the table and attempted to do, to where you have sort of a collaborative, like you said, experience with the customer and myself if they have some kind of workout that they also would like to have created for them, whether it's an upper body workout, a lower body workout, or wherever they find an area of concern that they like to address. That is an idea that I would like to be able to implement to where we could have that ongoing conversation.
Yeah. Have you been to any of the shopping channels yet?
January of this year, we aired on Evine. It's the third shopping channel out of QVC in the Home Shopping Network, and we had, sure, I thought, a very encouraging
up in Minneapolis, right?
That's correct. You were right. Yeah.
And how did it do?
It did well. It did well, considering the fact that I was the one pitching it, basically, and being a professional athlete. I think the biggest challenge for me was connecting with the demographic that essentially watches that station, which is more 60-year-old women You know, and so when you're looking, you know, at a guy that's been a professional athlete and maybe has different goals in the fitness world, that there's somewhat of a disconnect there. But even so, I thought it did pretty well. We sold over 1,000 units, and it was a good kickstart for us.
Nice. And so so that was January. Did you just do one, or are they bringing you back? You know, getting invited back is generally a good indication of big success or decent success. But will you be slated for any more airings coming up?
Yeah, well, right now we're in the process of creating, like I said, more of a message that's geared towards their audience base. And so that's something that we're putting our heads together for in terms of how best to do that. And so that is an option. There is nothing set in stone, but it's still alive. It's still got life. And like I said, it's a matter of being able to customize the message to really fit their demographic, which I think it wasn't something that we said, well, we hit the home run, but it was enough to say there's life here. There's something here to where we can work with. And that's where we're at right now. We're trying to figure out the best way to really present it to their demographic.
Love to take a look at the segment that you did. That would be helpful after the show. If you could send me that link, I may have some comments for you. You know, I know Evine just had big issues. The CEO got booted out of there. Mark Bozak, who was, trying to turn that thing around. Their stock, you know, plummeted. They had a lot of issues. So you might have gotten caught up in a bunch of negativity around the company itself. Evine is the smallest of the three. QVC, HSN are much more powerful. The other thing is, we're in the business around the world. I mean, once you get going here in the U.S., there's QVC UK and Italy and Germany and Russia, other shopping channels also. And we do business in Korea, Japan, China, France, dozens and dozens of countries around the world. So it's a good start where you got started, but may not have been the best place to be.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Brady, you probably have some specific questions. Why don't you go ahead and ask a couple of those?
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, my biggest challenge, like whenever we present the UltraFlex, because of its benefits and features, it's been very well received for the most part. The biggest challenge is just amping up the volume to where you're able to have a bigger reach and up the, you know, just the number of sales that you make. How is the best way to go about that? I understand like marketing on a mass level is, you know, the ideal way, but to build up to that is really what I would like to figure out.
Mm-hmm. So what is your current distribution model is just online. Is that correct?
Currently online and through the home shop, the Evine Live shopping network is another one to where we're listed. But, yeah, mostly it's just online and direct to consumers.
Okay. Kevin, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think one of the things I would say, do you go to any of the fitness shows at all? Like have you seen the sports licensing show? Is there tailgate show, that kind of thing? There's, you know, it's kind of a continuation of the old fitness show. Retailers are looking for kind of the next breakout kind of product. And, you know, this doesn't take up a lot of shelf space, does it?
No, it's got a footprint of about an inch by an inch. So it's minimal shelf space. And I have been to a number of fitness conventions. I've been to the IDEA fitness conventions that happened here. I'm in the Los Angeles area, so it was here in Los Angeles. And then a couple months ago, I went to Orlando, and there was a fitness convention there called IRSA, which is fitness convention in the U.S. And then I went to another fitness convention out in Germany called FIBO, which is the biggest fitness convention in the world. So I've been to fitness conventions, and I've gone that route. And again, the reception's been good. Because it leads to the next question, and maybe tied together, is there's a certain level of skepticism. You know, it's almost like it's too good to be true. Because, like I said, that you have this one rod, cost $60, and I'm telling people this is equivalent to a gym room full of equipment, and they're laughing, thinking, no, this isn't even close as they look at it. And so that's another chance. And I know it works. You know, I'm a guy that's in great shape. Again, I was a professional athlete. And I use this on a daily basis. So I know it works, but how do I overcome that skepticism.
So I got a great idea for you. I mean, you got to use influencers that, you know, have you gone down this path? Are you familiar with how to contract with influencers? These are, you know, these YouTubers and social influencers. They talk about how they use the product. They show some before and afters. Have you explored that market at all?
I'm in the process of doing that. There's a lady, her name is Chris Freitag, and she's one of the top pitch ladies, you could say, with Yvonne. She used to work with QVC. She has an unbelievable following with mostly women, but in fitness in general, and she's somebody who likes it. And it seems that if you can get her sort of trumpeting your message, you know, because
there's another company called Shark Reach. We're going to do this when we come back. Let's talk about it. But we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back in a few seconds. But you're listening to Big Pitch Radio. Go to bigpitchradio.com. We'll be back with Marla Tabaka and my co-host, Jason Gary.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Big Pitch Radio. We're here with Brady Papinga from My Ultra Flex. Brady, you've got a great product. We're also with Marla Tabaka, Kevin Harrington talking right now with Jason Gary. And Brady, we were talking about influencers right before we took a break. Sure. You mentioned a female that you're, is it a Freitag, was it? Or tell me about the conversation you're having, because influencers have been very powerful in moving the needle on product launches, product distribution, and having some big success. So let's dive a little deeper into that discussion.
Yeah, well, it's a woman by the name of Chris Freitag. She has a really strong following up in the Minnesota area. She has been a pitch person on QVC, and now she's transitioned to Evon just because of the location where she lives, Evon being out of Minneapolis, like you mentioned earlier. And she's somebody that has a certain level of credibility in that space, to where if she uses a certain product or implements it into one of her workouts, people say, the skepticism sort of disappears, and they think, something that we can use. And so that's been an avenue that I've been looking into and seeing if it's something that she'd be willing to sort of at least make public, because she's talked to me about my product, you know, which is great, but it'd be nice if she could also share her same feedback in more of a mass sense to the audience.
Have you talked to her about the financial side of working with her? Does she want cash up front? Will she take a percentage of sales that she can generate? What's been your discussion so far? Because you got to be careful. So a lot of these influencers, a lot of them do work on a cash basis, but they've got a track record that they can show. Okay, give me $5,000 and I'll bring you $15,000 in sales, and that'll work. But what you don't want to do is give them $5,000 and get $1,000 in sales, right?
Yeah. I talked about a couple of things in terms of giving her something up front, because I understand that they may already have in their minds a certain kind of fee to, you know, be an endorser, you could say, for certain products. And I get that, because I've been in that position myself. But then at the same time, if they're going to make an effort to help you with sales, I feel like that they should have something that they could get in return. So I've offered her up front whatever her fee is, and I don't know what it is, and that obviously is going to determine if we move forward or not. But up front, and then on the back end, in terms of whatever sales she influences, because she has a nice platform. She has a website that you can go to and find a number of different workout videos and recipes that are healthy and all sorts of things. So I thought it'd be a really good idea to somehow have some synergy there and incorporate the UltraFlex with what she has going. She'll still be able to track the sales that she generates personally, and then from there she could get a small percentage of that. So I was looking at something both on the front end of it and then on the back end in a per sales kind of
thing. Right. Gotcha. So there's a company in LA called Shark Reach. It's a a group of former executives from Discovery Channel. They also were involved for 5 years. They were running the LA office of the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, Vince McMahon, all the wrestlers. They are very experienced in getting a buzz about a product because they had to create, you know, a buzz about wrestlers and storylines and all of that.
Yeah.
These guys, I just met with them last week in Atlanta. They have a, you know, literally tens of thousands of influencers, and they can connect you with the right people. This is their business model. And so, you know, look, at the end of the day, you're getting the ball rolling. You got to explore a couple things. You got to try a few things. You know, sometimes you're passing the ball down the field. You got to drop back, punt sometimes. But, you know, there's a lot of influencers out there that are looking for a new product. So, you know, so I think that would be a good thing to explore. And if you need an introduction, I can make that for you. But they're good guys right there in Los Angeles. You can meet with them and explore some opportunities.
That'd be great. That would be something fantastic. Now, if I wanted to have you introduce them to me, how would we go about that?
We can do that after the show. We'll get some emails going back and forth.
Okay. That's beautiful.
That's what we're here at Big Pitch Radio to do, is connect the entrepreneurs.
Super connectors.
To the source, you know, that's, hey, you know, anything we can do. I mean, look, we're you know, in the same boat. We're entrepreneurs. We're constantly launching our own projects, our own products. And you know, so I was just, I know some guys in New York, but I'm like, you know what? You need an LA based group so you can sit with them, talk to them face to face. Sometimes they may go out of their way to help you out. So, I think your product is great. You've been on Evine, you got a little buzz going with the product. Now we got to take it to the next step and really give it a, take, you've kind of done the jump start. We now got to get the traction and the momentum going.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
You know, Brady, real quick, I know it was great talking to you about that, but I got to ask you about your football experience.
Sure.
So what was that like, and how has that been influential in terms of what you're doing now? I mean, how has that translated? So tell me about your football experience really quick. We got about another 2 minutes, but I'd like to hear about that and how that's translated into helping you.
Through my football experience, because one thing that's guaranteed in a football career is that you will get injured. And I've been injured in many different ways. I've had 3 knee surgeries, herniated disc, shoulders, hands, finger. I mean, it's just been a long laundry list of injuries. And so the biggest thing for me was, it's not a matter of when you get injured in football, it's how you recover. So for me, it was all about preventative work and then recovery after you got injured. And when I was introduced to the Ultraflex, it was an ideal tool in a football setting to do preventative work and then also to do rehab work. And then as I transitioned out of the football world, it's become a fantastic tool in still implementing the preventative kind of movements or the preventative kind of protocols to help you stay healthy. But then also, if you have something that pops up that's sort of lingering, like I do have the knee that continues to linger that I've had 3 surgeries on, it's a fantastic tool being able to work around that and strengthen it and help make it to where I can enjoy my life. You know, I can go on hikes with my kids and I can live an active and productive lifestyle, even though I've been through that experience. So the experience of being injured has taught me of how to take care of my body. And that's where the Ultraflex has come in, because it's so convenient. You don't have to go to a dedicated space to use it. As a matter of fact, I was on a cruise this last week and I had it with me everywhere, and everybody's looking at me like, what is this?
Really, it's got, you get to very mobile, right?
Gym,
so,
you know?
we got to run here, but go check out,
Brady,
we got to run. I apologize, Brady. We got to run. I hate to do this to you. Go check out myultraflex.com. It's been a joy having you on the show. Stick around after the show. We'll get those emails passed along, and it's just been a pleasure. Myultraflex.com. Check it out. Very mobile, very good workout device. So stick around. We'll be right back. See you guys next time. Big Pitch Radio, BigPitchRadio.com. Almost did it, Kevin. Talk to you guys soon.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.